Always welcome. Here's John for you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Lucinda?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Lucinda. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not familiar with your company, so.
Okay.
I guess we can.
Start with that.
How long have you been in business?
Yeah, we've been in business since 2004. We're a Google partner company. So basically, Google doesn't call the general public when these listings become available, or if they need a tree service in an area, they'll have the Google partner call out and fill the spot, and then we'll also be act as the customer service department for that business owner, you know, making sure the listing's performing properly and everything's working correctly as far as the online marketing strategy, and that helps Google retain you as a customer. If it's working properly, you'll keep using it each month. So that's our role.
Okay. I explained to the other lady that answered the phone that we are already listed on Google. Google has some kind of glitch with them. They keep saying that they're going to send a postcard out to validate our...
Mm-hmm. A PIN verification letter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And not ever send it out, and we've had this problem here.
You never figured it out? How long have you been trying to do that?
It's not that I haven't figured it out. There is nobody on the Google site after they tell you that you got the postcard with the PIN number.
Oh, right.
They never mail. And then when you try to contact a customer service with them, due to COVID, they have lack of employees that can correct it.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that. It's a lot of times people are doing the PIN verification so that, that way they could show up for the services that they provide. But those are actually paid ads. So as a Google partner, the first thing that we do with all of our clients is PIN verify them. We get the 5-digit code on the back of that PIN verification, and then we go ahead and conduct the optimization so that way you're listed on the first page for the services you provide. There's really no point in having a PIN verification if you're not going to be listed on the first page of the search results. I mean, it's basically redundant. The only people that would be looking for you are people who already know your business at that point, because you don't have
the
placement.
Well, there's no sense in Google giving me the runaround since last year to verify my already existing
Google
ad
business
on.
Yeah, your Google business page isn't an ad. Okay, there's a big difference. A Google business page is just a listing for your company. It's like an online card, if you will. It'll have your name, address, phone number. You know, if people look up your business name, usually that's what shows up on Google, is your Google business page. So running ads, though, is totally different. All ads that are done on the first page of Google are paid advertisements.
Not the ad, but the business part is at a halt.
Well, would you like to outsource it to a professional? I mean, that's why we're calling you, is we're a Google partner and we have a listing available for a tree service in your area. You know, if you want to outsource it to a professional, we can have it done. You know, it's month to month and it has a tracking system. So, you know, I mean, we're not really inclined to, tell somebody, oh, you know, do this, or you know, tell you to do this to get your PIN verification or walk you through on how to get set up on the first page, because ultimately the people that are going to end up there are the ones that we're working for, you know. So Google's the same way. They don't want to give you the recipe for free on how to get up there and generate new customers and make money off of it without them getting a slice of that pie. I think it would be the same for
you.
Well,
I already have the recipe's reputation.
Well, yeah. I mean, offline, absolutely. But we just want to put that online in front of people who are already looking for your services in the first place. We're just connecting you to the people who are on Google looking for your services. And it's 2022. I mean, a lot of people are going to Google, especially when they're looking for tree services or anything else. And majority of those people aren't going to the bottom of the first page or page two or page three. So we just want to put you right at the top there as a top recommended option. It'll increase the phone calls for you, and the money that you make off it will be 10 times more than what it costs you.
How much are you charging?
Well, it's $149 month to month. And we'll send out your PIN verification letter today.
And for how long is it? Month to month? There's some type of contract. Goes for how long?
No, I mean, we ask you if you're going to sign up to give it at least 2 months, but that's a verbal commitment. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. We want you guys coming back at your own will. The people who are on the first page are coming back because it works, not because they have to.
This would have to be something that I discussed with Mr. Flores, and he's not here at the moment. He's at work.
I gotcha. Well, we're actively looking to fill it. That's why we're giving you the call. Marietta is one of our reps, and, you know, we originally called you because we had the opening, and they're calling out on it. Do you want to try to bring him on the line, or do you think this is something he would be opposed to you doing?
Well, if we did that, then we would have to cancel out another company. Like I said, we were with Angie Lee.
If I told you the Federal Trade Commission's on the verge of shutting them down, would that help him make the decision? Because if you go on the internet and you just look up FTC versus Angie's or FTC versus Home Advisor, those guys are under a lot of pressure right now because they've been caught selling false leads to people. It's basically just the phone number. It doesn't go anywhere.
But I may believe you. And then if you tell me that, then, you know, you might be pretty accurate.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's real. That's a real thing. It's been going on for the past month. So any day now, they could just disappear. It's not really a reliable source of online marketing if that's what you guys are relying on now.
And you said it's only $149, $150 a month.
Yeah, it'd be $149 exactly. And there's no extra charges, so you guys won't get hit with any surprise lead fees, click fees, or call fees later. It's just one time payment of $149 each month.
Well, then I'm gonna abort Jose Flores and say go ahead.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I may be canceling Angie Lee's today.
Okay. All right. Well, what I got to do is I got to create your online profile. Here, I'm going to submit it.
I'm going to charge $400-$700 a month.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm going to save you money and make you more at the same time. So I don't think Mr. Flores will be opposed to that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to just verify the information. I know it's going to sound a little repetitive based off of, you know, what's been going on or what you've already submitted to your Google business page. But just in case anything's updated or changed, I want to make sure that we're giving them the most accurate information. So this is Lucinda I'm speaking with, right?
Yes, sir. Lucinda Wilson.
Okay. Lucinda? Is that how you spell your first name? Lucinda?
Lucinda.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the business email address for Flores Tree Service?
jmfloresservicesljw@gmail.com.
All right, and then what's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
2390 Crow Ridge Road. Crow is spelled C-R-O-W-E.
Road.
Winchester, Kentucky.
Okay, I found it here. 40391?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it says it's going to take about 3 to 5 business days, so you should have it by this time next week, either Thursday or Friday next week.
I've heard that since December.
I hear you. We're a Google partner, though, so they express ship it. So it'll be there by Thursday or Friday next week. And then there's a 5-digit code on the back of it that we're going to need from you when it comes in. Okay, so don't just chuck it off to the side or anything like that. I'm going to give you my phone number.
Oh, I haven't been trying to check the side. I've been running to the mailbox every day looking for Google.
Waiting for it. I hear you. I understand. That's kind of frustrating. But put it this way, if you don't have it by Thursday next week, we're going to jump on a 3-way call with Google and we'll verify it over the phone. Because the only other way I could think of it not getting to you, if there's a problem with your mailing system or your mailbox.
Oh, there's no problem with either. We did start up with it over in Lexington with the Lexington address. It was when I decided to let them know that we relocated my bar.
That's it. Okay.
Great.
I gotcha. No worries. That's definitely what it is. Did you want me to hide the address on here from the general public? Do you want me to hide the address from the general public?
Yes, I do. From the general public, yes.
Okay. So the listing will still say Flores Tree Service, Winchester, Kentucky. It just won't have the Crow Ridge Road address on there. So it'll still say Winchester, Kentucky, 40391.
Okay. And will still be valid for Lexington because a lot of our clients are coming out of Lexington and Nicholasville and Mount Sterling and Winchester areas, Maria.
Well, so the PIN verification usually puts you up for about a 30-mile radius with this campaign that I have you on here. So 30 miles is a pretty large area. That'll get you into Lexington. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I just want to be transparent about that because I could get you showing up to, you know, 50, 100 miles, but the price would go up. You know what I mean? With the discounts that I got you on, I want to keep the price as low as possible, get all your PIN verification, everything up and running, you know, get you guys some customers, and then if you want to talk about growing the business down the line, we'll already have a relationship, you know it works, and then we can just kind of take it from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my goal here is to start as small as possible, though, and put you on a month-to-month. That way I can earn your business because I know you guys have had a rough go of it in the past, and I appreciate you giving us an opportunity to show you what it's like when it's done the right way. Okay. So I do see you have a GoDaddy site currently. I do. Okay. Do you want me to attach that site to the placement on Google and your Google business profile?
Yes, you can, and then I'll work on that today on getting it all updated.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, those updates will happen automatically to the listing. I'm just going to attach the link there. So if they click on that little website icon, it'll navigate them to that site.
But on the when it goes there, it'll say LLC. It's not LLC anymore because I took over Jose and whenever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to ride you too hard about that discrepancy, but it might be something you want to go in there and fix. If you're ever having problems with your website, too, I have graphic designers and web hosts in-house. No extra charge to you. It's in our best interest to make sure that everything's going smoothly for you and that we're not misrepresenting your business or the general public. We don't want to mislead them either. So, you know, if you need help with that, you can always provide...
$49 a month. I get all of this?
Yeah, that's no extra charge, so I would include that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there's also a tracking system, too. I'll get you access to it. It sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy to use. It's just a username and a password, and you can actually see all the leads we're getting for you. So that way you know it's working. You won't have to question what we're bringing to the table for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you located in Lexington, or y'all just use a Lexington phone number?
Yeah, well, we have locations all over the U.S. I'm one of the directors here, so we're actually located in California, our specific office that I'm calling out of. We're in Orange County, like right next to Disneyland.
Okay.
So we're far from you. We're right on the other side of the country, basically. We're all in the sunny California. It's 67 degrees and sunny today. But the Google headquarters... What was that?
What's the temperature there?
67 degrees.
What's the temperature of Cali right now? Oh, well, it's 67 here in Kentucky right now.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful, actually. I bet it's probably a lot more green out there, too. Here, it's a bunch of city.
Well, in Kentucky, it's snow in the morning, rain in the afternoon, and burn you up in the evening.
You don't know how to get dressed in the morning. You just...
strip layers off the rest of the day and take a umbrella along just in case.
That's kind of nice, though. You get a mix of it, you know. That's good. Sometimes out here it's so hot. Last week we had 3 days in a row. It was 100 degrees. And you didn't want to go outside. It was so dry.
It's like being out in the desert.
Oh, I've been just up and down for that. I've been outside making a garden.
No. It's hot. I'm telling you, I got a little one, so we just kind of stayed in the house all day for those days. I went to work and came home and stayed in. It didn't let up until 8 o'clock at night, and it finally started cooling down. Okay. So I got your profile created, Lucinda, but we need to set up a client interview. So a client interviews, they usually take about 10 to 15 minutes. But we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like for this afternoon?
It's pretty much open. I mean, about what time are you talking?
I mean, I can do a 6 and 7 o'clock. Or we could do it tomorrow anytime between like 10 a.m. all the way up until 6 and 7 p.m. would be the last slot. So it really just depends on your schedule.
Say we're an Eastern time, 6 o'clock would be just great.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me make sure we have that slot. Because it's actually looking like I might have misled you there. So they actually have 2 appointments already booked at that time with the representative. I'd have to push it to tomorrow. And then tomorrow actually would be, I could go from noon all the way up to 6 and 7. We're still going to send your PIN out today and everything, but the client interview is where they actually interview you, customize it, you know, make sure we're listing you for the right services and in the right areas as well.
What do you have for like 2 p.m. tomorrow? Let me check my roster for tomorrow.
Yeah, I have a 2 to 3 available. But let me know.
Let me check something. My daughter had a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my son has actually got a doctor's appointment. He was scaring me. He was coughing in the middle of the night, and he's not even a year old yet. He'll be a year on the 28th of this month. So.
Well, everybody's so scared of COVID. It ain't always COVID.
Yeah, he had COVID, actually, on New Year's. It was scary because he was really hot. He got up to like 103, and he was real small. Even then, he was only about 7-8 months old at the time. And he seemed to have recovered pretty well. Now he just was hot this morning, so I'll have to check in with Mom here in a little bit and see how he's doing.
Going around. Not the COVID, but the flu's going around.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's not it either. I know before I went to work this morning, I gave him some of that children's Tylenol or that infant's Tylenol. It's like the little in the syringe. Yeah, and so he kind of went back to sleep after that, but I don't know how he's been since then. So, yeah, check on him.
Well, oh, bless his little heart. Hope he gets to feeling better.
Yeah.
All right, 2 o'clock slot would be fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to schedule it between 2 and 3, and then they'll send you a text message. Do you text often at all? Like if I sent you a message just as a reminder for the appointment?
Yes, on the other phone number I do. I don't like to take personal calls on my cell phone. I usually like to use the office number.
Okay.
Because people will tell me they can't hear us because we live out in the county.
Yeah. Okay. I have this phone number, the 859-359-2395. Is that a good number to contact you or to send a reminder text message?
That is the office number. That's the one you want to call to speak with me personally.
Okay.
Cell phone number wise, you want to call a different number.
Okay. Let me get the cell phone from you just in case.
859.
Okay.
552.
Okay.
0606.
Okay. 859-552-0306.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and update. I won't post that anywhere. That's just if we try the office line and we can't get a hold of you, then we'll try that one as like a backup.
Okay. Just let them know that they can text the cell number, but they need to call the office number.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to call you on this line that we're on right now, the 359-2395.
Okay.
All right. And then I have everything set up here. The client interview is scheduled, so it's going to be tomorrow between 2 and 3. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the listing. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, how did you want to do that, Lucinda?
By card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. Should start with a 5 if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5332 5332 6785 6785 1498 1498 6695 6695.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/26 10/26.
And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
999? Mm-hmm. Oh, so easy to remember.
Right. Yeah, I always say when I start remembering my card number without looking at it, it's time to get a new one, because then I just go spend crazy. Okay, so I'm going to send... That's one thing that, you know, I never really got good at, to be honest. I always just said, hey, I need to make more money. I never went back and said, hey, I need to control my spending.
Hey, I need to open another account.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I just need to keep making more, not spending less. I'm sure if I spent less, I'd realize that, you know, it would do good. But I kind of am one of those dads where I work so much, I don't want to come home and hear a bunch of stuff. I just go, here, get it. Buy it. Here, honey, take it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of do that. Or she'll ask me for things, and I just send her the link to Amazon. I say, here, buy it, send it to the house. I don't know. It makes it easier. Okay, so I have...
Well, you're in the wrong business if you have to work extra hard.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely a mind guy more so than a body guy. If I'm going to exert myself, I do it at the gym. I'm not trying to do construction or be in the army like my dad and my brother. I'd rather use my brain than my brawn. You know, I've always been that way. I'm like, there's a smarter way to do this. Even when it comes to taking care of your body, you only get one of them.
Well, after your body gets older, I don't know how old you are, but you hit 40.
Yeah, I'm 30 right now.
Well, 40. Your mind is going to tell you work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, yeah, I've always been that way. I kind of learned from my dad. My dad, he was in the service, and then he got out of the service, and he was doing a lot of hard labor, and he broke his back.
And they get injured in the service, too, and it messes them up the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah. He got discharged. They ran over a bond. It's called the IUD. They ran it over and it blew up their whole truck. He didn't lose any limbs or anything like that, but they just discharged him from it. So.
Right. Well, my brother had an elbow injury when he was in the military, and he kind of like held it in and wouldn't do the surgery until after he retired.
Yeah. You only get one of those bodies, I'm telling you, and the VA doesn't really take care of you as well as they claim they will, you know. When you're getting into the service,
right,
they say, oh, if anything happens to you, we'll take care of you, da, 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 and you get out and you get sick, and then you got you sitting on the floor for the next 10 hours and not even paying attention to you.
It's probably not that as bad here in Kentucky as it is California, but
yeah, we're right next to a Marine base too. They have that Camp Pendleton out here, so they got the largest Marine base in the country over here. So it's probably a lot uglier than it is in other places.
We hear bad stories about how the homeless are just there's nowhere for them to go, and a lot of them is military men.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. We've spent a lot of weekends out there helping those guys out, and they're dealing with PTSD and all kinds of stuff. And the system needs to improve. They need to take care of those guys. They need to mentally evaluate them when they get out of the service, because stuff happens. They just
They should have promised them all a house.
Yeah, at least if you're gonna risk your life for the soil, you should get a little piece of it while you're here. You know.
Just like they all had homes, they all looked the same according to how many you had in your family. Every one of the military men should have been offered a house, paid.
Something. That's what all those crazy Talibans were over there thinking they were going to get 100 virgins when they die, but at least they promised them something. They ain't going to get nothing. They're going to be sadly disappointed when they die, let me tell you. God don't work that way, not in my book. That was funny one. But yeah, it's pretty bad how they just don't give them anything. They just give them a false promise of health care and some money, and it's like, okay, well, the value of money is decreasing by the day. So these guys go 20 years in service just to end up getting out and finding out that it's worth a fraction of what it was when they got in.
Yes, sir.
But you should have a confirmation message there. In your text messages. On your phone. And it'll also be in your email as well.
From 951-221-4111-1.
Yeah, does it say, Lucinda, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. So there's a link on there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
One moment. Our internet's slow.
Yeah, no worries. It does that a lot, too, when you're already on the phone.
Okay. What do you want me to...
So when you click on that link...
Click the certified number?
I think you're at the bottom of that listing. Yeah, at the bottom it'll ask you to certify that you're the cardholder, and then at the very bottom it'll ask you to sign your first and last name once you've already clicked on that link.
Okay, is there two signatures you need on this one?
No, it's just one. It'll be your name. We had you set up as the primary on the account. I can always add your husband too if you want him to have the ability to make changes later on.
We're not married. We're happily live together.
Well, your other half.
Hey, it requests username and password.
Yeah. So the username and password will be sent to you at the end of that client interview tomorrow, and I'm going to put a little YouTube video in there you can watch. It'll show you how to use it. Like I said, it's pretty easy to use, but I wanted to make sure you have that so that way you guys know it's working for you. It'll make it a lot easier for you to justify it to him and to continue to use it moving forward if you could see the return on investment tangibly. So right now, don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about that right now. Right now, all I want you to focus on, Lucinda, is going to be that client interview tomorrow between 2 and 3, and then the PIN verification letter should come in this time next week. If you don't have it by this time next week, I put a notification in here to do a phone verification, but I'm pretty sure you'll have it this time because the only problem it was saying that it had was there was a discrepancy in your address, your mailing address. So they still have it old address, and it was supposed to get updated, and it never got updated, really.
Right. They wanted us to say that we lived in a Hacker Court. Well, I moved from there whenever my mom passed away, and I bought a farm.
Yeah. So what happens, though, is, like, those pins, when they send them out, they're valid for up to 2 months. So maybe it got there, and then you moved, or it got there after you moved, and then in order to request another one...
No, I've requested it probably about 5 or 6 times.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's just saying discrepancy in mailing address. It's not necessarily telling me why. It just says discrepancy. So I cleared it up, though. I updated it with this address right now, and then I requested that they hide it. So it's getting sent out today, and it's saying 3 to 5 days to receive at the updated address. So like I said, we're not going to keep jumping through loops. I don't want to waste a month of service because we have a limited amount of time to show you guys results here before that next billing comes around, right? So, yeah, I'm going to have it sent out that way. I put a reminder in here that if it's not received by this time next week, we can go ahead and do a phone verification, and then we'll call Google and verify it over the phone.
Okay, now when I Google it up, it shows the Crow Ridge address on Google.
Right, I just updated it, the GMB.
Okay. All right,
but
I appreciate
that. It's supposed to hide it. Yeah, so it actually by this time tomorrow, it'll disappear, and it'll just stay city, state, and zip.
Okay.
Okay, so look out for that pin, and then obviously, like I said, right now, all I need for you to focus on is tomorrow, that client interview between 2 and 3. They'll sit down, they'll interview you. And I'm going to text you my phone number here as well. I'm going to send it to that same thread, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you need help, you can always call into me directly, too. You don't got to go through the whole customer service spiel.
All right. Can you just give me the number? I'm going to write down this book right underneath me.
Yeah, no problem. We could do it that way, too. So it's 877-635-6225. Now, if you hit extension 1, it'll take you to customer service. There's 24/7 customer service. If you hit extension 544, that'll contact me directly. I'm here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day.
10 to 7?
Yep, 10 to 7. So if it's after those hours, you'll still get help. It'll just be from a different rep.
Okay, I appreciate that. And can I get your name again? It was John, right?
Yeah, it's Jonathan, but I go by John, and then my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay, John Hill.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Lucinda. I'm looking forward to working with you. You enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you for that client interview tomorrow between 2 and 3.
I got one more question. Will you be sending me a receipt email?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get the invoice receipt. That's a write-off for you guys, so you definitely want to save that. But it should be over there already. If not, give it about, 2 minutes and then hit refresh, and it'll send that over to your email.
All right, thank
wait,
you.
Wait, so have you, I'm sorry, have you gotten any emails yet from us?
Let me check.
Yeah, because I have an email here of JM Flores Services. At our LJW at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
If they spelled it correctly.
Yeah, that's why I was double checking. So it's just JM Flores Services LJW at gmail.com.
That's not correct, Ian.
That is correct or no?
Oh.
No? Okay. What's the correct email? That's probably why you don't have it already, the invoice.
J-M as in mouse. Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. Tree, T-R-E-E. Services, L-J-W.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yep, that's the problem. There was no tree in there. Yeah, they left the tree out. Okay. So I'm going to update this now and have it sent over right away. I'm glad I double-checked that because that's probably why you don't already have the receipt. So give that about 2 minutes, and then you'll receive the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement again in writing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely. If you need anything, feel free to call in, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.